What's going on, everybody? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school, but most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And what we are here to do is we're here to read through and irresponsibly speculate all of the clickbait dumpster fire garbage that is on the internet, so you don't have to.
Yes, sir, we are indeed.
Happy New Year!
I was just going to say it. You beat me to it.
I swear it better be happier than the one that just passed.
You are not even kidding.
I have a low bar for 2021. I'm thinking we could clear it easily, but it might not happen.
Well, in all fairness, we are starting out primarily in lockdown. I believe most people who are on unemployment, I think it might have just ran out.
Yes, that was up the 25th or 6th. They did sign something in one of the in the House or the Senate.
That's
or
what I
something.
Heard. Yeah.
So I'll believe it when I see it in a bank account, I guess.
Yeah, but that is tough for everyone. And United States Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, the transit is so slow. Do you have your Christmas presents you ordered online yet?
There's a couple of them that are still outstanding.
I ordered in November and I still do not have them.
Oh, yeah. I told you way back in September, I said you better order all your stuff now because you never know when you're going to get it.
So my family and I, for Christmas, showed each other pictures on our cell phones of what is coming for you.
I did that too. Like, here, it's still on its way. You can see when I ordered it right here.
Yes.
I am not bullshitting you. It's actually going to come maybe sometime near January 14th.
The only thing you can give them is the tracking number.
Yeah.
Here you go.
Here,
this is for you.
You can check and see where it is every day. It's like Santa bringing it to you by himself.
And then watch. Amazon's going to ship them the wrong item, or it's going to arrive broken, or
yeah.
Who knows?
A lot of things that technology was always disappointing me a little bit in 2020. As much as I used it and lived by it with all of the streaming of the shows, and now you get like Uber Eats and all that too.
I use that
more than I have ever used that ever before.
But do you feel like, now maybe it's just me, but do you feel like the Uber Eats prices have been increasing?
Yes, they are increasing.
Okay, they are. And then did you see the new thing is priority service? Have you seen that
yet? To
get
your stuff actually when it's hot? Is that what that means?
Yes. Now listen to this, though.
Because to me, that's what that means.
No, that is what it means. It's another way for them to get $2.99 to $10 out of you. So
we'll break the speed limit on the way to drop off your food if you give us $3 more.
It's crazier than that.
How much is it for priority?
It's between $3 and $10. It probably depends on your location or something, I'm guessing. But anywho, so the family and I, we order this amazing place called Wingstop. I've never had it before. We ordered it last night.
There's one across the street from me.
Have you tried it?
No.
It's just amazing.
The chicken wing place.
No. It is heaven. They have homemade blue cheese, homemade ranch dressing, their chicken wings. We got the dry rub because we figured if we get the sauce ones, they're going to arrive
soggy.
Or
they're going to fall out of the box halfway and it's just going to get sauce everywhere.
Yeah, you're gonna open the box, saucy mess. So anywho.
It falls onto your shirt immediately.
Yes. Oh. So we had got the dry rubs and ranch dressing, fresh blue cheese. Phenomenal. It is the only 5-star wing place I would say you could get delivered. It is amazing. It's so good. I want it again tonight. But we did not pay for the Uber Eats priority because we figured why.
Just put me at the bottom of the list is what you told them.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't really think there was a list. We've never seen
because
a list.
Because it's a brand new option they're obviously putting out there.
So then our delivery driver, you know, picks up the stuff and it says they'll be to you in 15 minutes, which is the exact drive time from Wingstop to us. So awesome.
Cool. That means they're in the parking lot.
Then we check again 5 minutes later. Now it says your driver will be to you in 38 minutes because they had another stop before us.
Or their priority one got ordered and it got put on top of yours.
That is exactly it. So they were sent in the totally opposite direction of our home, which added on the 38 minutes. So then we're like, all right, they just dropped that off. They're going
to
be
wings
here.
Aren't anything that you'd like to have sit and be
cold.
Room temperature.
Yeah,
cold
wings are not really good. So then they're headed towards us. They're coming down Telegraph. We're like, sweet, they're going to be here. Boom. 40 minutes till your delivery driver comes.
So we tacked on another 40?
Someone else got in a priority. So they had to turn to the east and just start heading towards Detroit.
All those sneaky bastards, because that's forcing you to order priority. You're only going to do it once or twice, not ordering priority. And you're going to suck it up and pay the extra $5 and get priority and ruin somebody else's dinner.
Absolutely.
That's what that does, is give me an extra $5, I'll ruin someone else's dinner in favor of bringing you yours.
Oh my God, now that you said that, I'm wondering, does priority mean if it says $2, you're first on the list, but if it says $9.99, you'd be cutting in front of three other people? Like, are
you,
if
they gave you the option for that, maybe, but I would just think that the priority thing is just
location-based.
Yeah.
So it took 2.5 hours for our chicken wings to arrive.
That were 15 minutes down the street from here.
Yes. And the driver, when she showed up, she's like, I am so sorry. They kept pinging me to go to a different residence and drop stuff off. She's like, I am so, so sorry. And I told her, I know it's not your fault. Gave her a big fat $20 tip. So
it was the priority bullshit.
It was the priority bullshit. So then we were looking at the amount we paid. We paid $79 for a family of four to have chicken wings, plus a $20 tip. We are now at $100 for fast food chicken wings. If we would have paid
you
for
priority.
You said
five-star chicken wings.
Oh, they were freaking amazing. Even cold, they were outstanding. Crispy, even cold. I'm not kidding you. You got to try Wingstop. It is great.
But $100 for that, and it was 2.5 hours.
Because we didn't pay for priority.
I feel like that was everybody's situation with Uber Eats during this whole year. Yeah. I feel like everyone didn't realize there was a priority thing, because no matter what, it's always late for me, and it's always cold.
I've never seen the priority option. Have you seen it?
No, I didn't even notice it. Yeah, okay, you're just telling me this right now.
Maybe it just came about within the past couple days, because we ordered Uber Eats last week and we didn't see a priority option.
Right. You know, what really gets me is when you call a place and they usually have delivery. And they're like, oh, you want delivery? Just call, do it through Uber Eats.
Yes, yes.
And I'm like, what do you mean do it through Uber Eats?
Olga's, it'll say right on their site, we offer delivery. And then you start placing your order and it transports you to Uber Eats. Like, right. I don't know. You said you
have
offer
delivery. No, you don't have delivery.
Yeah, Domino's Pizza has delivery. They actually personally drive it to you.
Jets Pizza down over here stopped doing that.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they make you call through Uber Eats.
Jets Pizza doesn't deliver?
Well, it's the one on 8 Mile over here, so I mean, it's kind of in a sketchy area. So maybe they're just like, yeah, we'll put you guys at risk instead.
Oh,
but
could you imagine getting an ice cold pizza?
I have before.
Oh, that's rotten.
And it's only like 3 miles down the road.
Chicken wings you can kind of throw in the toaster oven, or you could fry up
a
little bit. Air fryer, yes. But pizza is never the same reheated.
No, never. You're absolutely right.
My husband does like
tacos and pizza.
Tacos. You can't reheat tacos.
Because cold pizza's good.
I hate
But it's not the same as regular pizza.
No.
There's different forms and styles of pizza that they don't. There's different parts of it. There's a life cycle of it. It turns into something different each time.
It does. There's something about when you first open up that pizza box, the time the pizza's been sitting in the box, the cheese gets like the perfect firmness without being
gooey.
It's not going
to pull everything off the top of the pizza.
The perfect consistency. And once 2 hours passes, it's no longer the same. Now it's officially leftovers.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is.
No one wants
And it's
leftovers.
Not as good.
Oh, no.
You'll eat it just because every so often there's a thing where if I can't put it in the microwave or eat it cold, I'm not that hungry, I guess.
Yes.
Because then pizza works in that favor right there.
See, I always toaster oven the pizza.
That's a good move.
It really is.
But it fundamentally alters the pizza.
It does. But you got to bake it for about 3 to 4 minutes, then flip it to broil. That is the trick.
Already
and then
too
you
much
get
work
it,
for me already.
It is work, especially during
You got to remember
COVID.
It. You got to go back all the way into the kitchen and then go, oh, got to flip it over to broil now. I'll just eat an extra toasted piece of pizza, I guess.
Yes.
That's what it goes with. But I feel like Uber Eats was taking forever. So that's why it's priority.
I seriously think it's just a way to get more money out of
it
you.
It is, because who's going to not order that? Who's going to not do priority?
I'm telling you
if
what.
If your food just keeps coming cold, and say maybe this is one of the only options you have of getting food. Say if you don't have a license and you're stuck inside your house.
You're old
and
terrified of
you
COVID.
You can't go eat inside of restaurants, or you can't walk up to a restaurant and walk it back because then it'd be just as cold anyway. So you get delivery from a place that you can't access, and it shows up 3 hours later when you were already hungry 3 hours ago.
You're no longer
hungry.
And
now it's cold and gross, and you spent $100 on it.
And that's why you think it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno.
Yeah.
That's what happens. So, Pat, speaking of Christmas, I have to tell you about this article I found. Let me read you the title. Christmas songs made for dogs have been released. This is not a joke. This is real. This is,
what streaming service can you get this on?
Let me see.
For dogs, by dogs?
I'm thinking so. That should be the name of the album. This is a reggae-based track designed specifically for canines. Each note is designed for their ears based on scientific studies.
Is it like the dog whistle where you can't hear it, but they can? They're like, no, trust me. This is reggae for dogs.
That's what I'm thinking. It says,
like, I don't hear anything coming out of the speakers. Don't worry. It's like the dog whistle. They can hear it. They love it.
Yeah, it says it contains high-frequency sounds, squeaky toys, and classic phrases such as good boy, which increase the level of serotonin in dogs.
See, I'd like to blame this on 2020, but this has been around for a while. They would always have like the barking carolers and the Elvin and the Chipmunks Christmas.
I think this is different, though. This is
just for dogs?
Just for dogs. Yep. Just for dogs. I could not.
Not for humans by dogs.
No, for dogs by humans who think this is what makes the dog happy.
I'm really curious to hear what it sounds like.
Because I am too.
They're calling it music, but is it actual music?
Is it
dogs playing the music?
I'm not sure.
Or is it certain things like dog whistles, like I was saying before, and other things of that same nature put into it and made into a canine band, but it's by humans for dogs? So it's by humans for dogs.
Yeah, it says, like I said, the high-frequency sounds, squeaky toys, and classic phrases such as good boy.
I like to drop my next track. It's called Good Boy.
And it starts off with squeak, squeak, squeak.
Yeah, right. That would be hilarious.
The company that made it partnered with Dudes and Dogs. And this is being...
Sounds like a bestiality dating website. Like, date my pet. Dudes and Dogs.
Oh, the name of the album appears to be Raise the Wolf.
That is absolutely terrible.
Can you see if we can find this? So we can play a little sample.
Raise the Wolf.
Raise the Wolf.
All right, hold on. I'm going to pull it up. Oh, found it. Here it is. All right, so now it's only one song. The whole album is only 1 minute and 53 seconds long.
Well, wait. Are they giving this as a sample? So it's a single album?
But I got to go. I thought I was on the album. But here's a sample of what's a dog reggae, I guess.
All right. This is supposed to make your pooch very happy.
Oh, good boy. Would you like to go on walkies?
Sit. Sit.
What time
is this?
Okay, can you pause it and skip ahead?
Yeah, I can. Okay, I heard a squeaky toy and they're like, sit, stay.
Isn't that confusing for the dog?
Especially when they don't see anybody there.
No one.
And they're like, should I listen to this voice that's saying this?
How strange.
So it's people making music. Like I said, it's not inaudible tones. It's actual reggae, like 808s and a drum beat to it. And squeaky toys. All right, so we're gonna skip into 45 seconds in.
All right.
Good boy. Oh, good girl.
Oh my god.
Wait, squirrel. Is that an alarm?
Sit. Sit.
Okay, we need to bring a dog in. And we start need playing to see. It? Oh my god, send it to Glenn. Oh, Glenn doesn't have his dog anymore.
Oh,
that would be awful. Don't do that.
Go to...
Who do we know that has a dog that could video their dog listening to this so we can put it on YouTube?
I don't know, I'm going to favorite it though for the show.
Awesome.
So we're going to do that, but okay, so that's full of shit.
Well, we don't know because we haven't actually
what we found out is it's humans making music and using like dogs barking and squeaky toys in there.
And British accents.
And telling them to sit and be a good boy.
Yes.
So you would play that in your house while you were gone for your dogs?
On loop.
I don't know. So I wanted to go to the roundtable discussion of where this was pitched.
Yes.
Like, listen, I'm a musician first, okay?
Yes.
And I want to let you know that I have a lot of dogs and they like the music.
Yeah.
And here it is.
These dogs don't really like Sublime, so I want to make something geared specifically towards these dogs.
Yeah, right. I know. Raise the Wolf. It was only a single I could find on Spotify. And it is the same
name. Is there ratings?
No, it doesn't have how many times it was streamed or anything.
Man, we're going to have to do some more research.
Yeah, I know. Go to Artist Radio.
I am really curious if this has 5 stars. My dog behaved better after she
I put her in the car and we jammed this on the way to the vet.
to put her down?
Right.
She loved it.
She loved it until I put her down.
Yeah, best time of her life.
Exactly. Well, that is all the time that we have here for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter or Instagram at Filth from the 80s. If you want to give us a voicemail or leave us a text message, it's 248-716-TAP and the number 1.
That's 248-716-TAP-1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will.
And for Karma and myself, we apologize
Woo!
For everything.
Bye,
and we
guys!
Will see you next week. Happy New Year, y'all.
Don't ever play that again.
Oh, yeah, right? That dog stuff. I'm going to look up. There's no playlists.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right?
Is it on YouTube? Maybe they have thumbs down.
Where is it? Oh, I got to pull that up now, too.